for one lucky customer. So while you tap, swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 8 hours, and the main news bulletin is up next.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Winta Kabimba says Maria Salomis's downgraded murder charge to manslaughter is not a case of selective justice. Mining expert warns of pollution and disaster risks from old decommissioned tailings on the Copper Belt. Israelis mark October 7th anniversary as talks on Gaza peace plan continues. The news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. Former Justice Minister Winta Kabimba has defended the decision by the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP Gilbert Piri, to downgrade the murder charge against Maria Zalomis, popularly known as Z Farmer, to manslaughter. On Monday, the charge was officially revised, with a matter committed to the High Court for trial, while all accused persons were granted 20,000 kwacha bail each, including Ms. Zalomis, her Nigerian partner, and 3 farm workers. Appearing before the Kawe resident magistrate, Wamundila Liswaniso, the 5 who are accused of causing the death of 20-year-old Enoch Simfokwe at a farm in Central Province were informed that the DPP had consented to reduce the charge under Section 199 of the Penal Code, causing an uproar on social media. But in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kabimba says there's nothing political about the decision, as it was made purely on legal grounds. He is of the view that Ms. Zalomis, being daughter of the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ chairperson, Mangala Zalomis, is coincidental and should not be mistaken for selective justice. Mr. Kabimba has further warned that politicizing every legal matter has potential to put the country on a dangerous path, and has urged the public to allow legal institutions to function independently.
The DPP was right to have reduced that charge from murder to manslaughter. And the same society which is contending it today, they will start accusing the judge that it's because Zalomis is not as involved. That's why everybody has been acquitted. If we are always going to be thinking politically, we are going to keep this country. Even the people in the pub, you know, there is a time before they get drunk when they speak sense. So this issue of selective justice, you know, yes, by coincidence, she is a daughter to Mangala Zalomis. Yes, the mother is the chairperson for Electoral Commission of Zambia, but she is entitled to the same impartiality that justice demands like everybody else.
Academician and mining expert Professor Peter Chileshe has warned that dry and decommissioned tailings dams, such as the Kitwe and Uchi dams on the Copper Belt, may pose a risk of periodic pollution and potential disaster if stronger waste management measures are not enforced. Professor Chileshe says while there is no immediate cause for alarm, facilities in Kitwe, Solwezi, Mufulira and Chingola need to be revisited under the enhanced regulations and subjected to aggressive waste management to prevent the contamination of water bodies and other avoidable incidents. He has cited the Kitwe Tailings facility located behind the High Court in Nkana East as one that requires proactive attention, warning that neglect could lead to preventable accidents similar to the 1970 Mufulira mine disaster, where 89 people, both Zambians and expatriates, lost their lives after a tailings dam collapsed due to neglect. Professor Chileshe explains that some old facilities may shift due to liquefaction under certain conditions, posing risks of movement in tailings dams across the Copper Belt and northwestern provinces. He adds that the reactive nature of oversight, such as the case recorded at Sino Metals, continues to expose the country to preventable mining disasters. The dean in the School of Mines at the Copper Belt University, CBU, has also noted that although legislation already exists to guide mining operations within safety, health and environmental standards, there is an urgent need to strengthen aspects relating to design, construction, monitoring and implementation of tailings dams and broader mining waste management systems.
I don't want to cause alarm, but what I'm saying is, for Zambia to rest easy, let us revisit all of them and put them all under one umbrella and with aggressive management. And that has been basically what we've been talking about at this waste management conference. Because without that, periodically, we shall be coming back to this issue. No, there, this one has contaminated that water. No, this one has buried so many people. Like at Mufulira disaster, 89 expatriates and Zambians were killed when the tailings facility ran into the mine working.
The Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, says the growing confusion among opposition political parties suggests that they may not be a strong opposition going into next year's general elections. CCZ General Secretary Bishop Emmanuel Chikoya has told Phoenix News that a credible and united opposition is vital, not only for political competition, but also for the weight for the benefit of all Zambians and the country's democratic system. Bishop Chikoya has described the disarray among opposition parties as unfortunate, especially with just about 7 months before the country heads to the polls. He doubts that a strong opposition will emerge in time. He says while the current situation may appear to favor the ruling party, Zambia deserves an effective opposition capable of providing credible checks and balances. Bishop Chikoya adds that although the church does not take a partisan position, it believes a thriving democracy can only be sustained when government is held accountable by a strong and organized opposition.
Whatever is going on, obviously when people lose their leader, they do get into confusion. You know, we do need a strong opposition. What will happen in the next 7 months, you don't need to be a prophet if you don't unite. Definitely you'll be not strong enough. And but the sooner the house is put in order, the better for them. And we say this, we not because we are pro this or pro that, but we do need jobs. Very strong CFOs, very strong NGOs, very strong opposition in Zambia for the good of this country.
Mining expert Edward Simkonda has called for the creation of a specialized task force to strengthen policy direction and enforce environmental regulations in Zambia's mining sector. Mr. Simkonda says the country needs a dedicated and capable team to carry out regular inspections and effectively monitor environmental impact assessment activities. He has further urged government to establish a specialized body to implement new mining policies aimed at promoting sustainable development and ensuring host communities benefit from mining activities. Mr. Simkonda tells Phoenix News that foreign nationals continue to reap the most from Zambia's mineral wealth, particularly in newly discovered deposits in Muchinga, northwestern and central provinces. He is of the view that with proper enforcement and the right expertise in place, Zambia can maximize benefits along the mineral value chain while safeguarding the interests of local communities.
It is very easy and simple to have words on paper or to just talk, but to